Hi there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on gotodobbs.com today.
You know, it is great to have you on with us today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I'm sorry. Miss BK, I'm sure he's up to zero good.
Yeah, zero good in Memphis, and frankly, he's told us before he left that he's not sure he'll be able to survive this bachelor party. So far, so good. We heard from him last night, and he's alive, so we'll find more out, I guess, on Monday. But we're happy to have you on because we wanted to get into, of course, the Cardinals, the wild card race, the pitching side of things for the Cardinals team right now. And let's just start with that, you know, because I want to start with Adam Wainwright for how impressive of a season he is having this year, and of course, starting tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, did you see this coming at all with Adam Wainwright in his age 40 season?
It's actually funny. I have these numbers that sort of try to take away the results and just look at stuff and location. And Wainwright kept popping in my numbers, and I was just like, no, he's too old. And I didn't trust my own numbers. But I think he speaks to a little bit the power of having a great breaking ball that you can command. And I think between that curveball and figuring out how to use the cutter as basically a fastball, as an establishing pitch, looks like he could do it forever.
Yeah, it does look like he could do it forever. And we mentioned the wild card race and the Cardinals trying to climb back into it. You know, I'm curious your thoughts on the Cardinals rotation kind of as a whole, because Waino's been that one consistent for the Cardinals. And early in the year, they had the walk issues when they had John Gant. They went and solidified it a little bit by adding John Lester and Jay Happ. I'm kind of curious, though, do you think the Cardinals rotation now is good enough to kind of help them get into the playoff race?
You know, it would be so much better if Jack Flaherty was healthy. That was a big one because it just gives you two primo stuff guys at the top, and then you fill in with the veterans with Michaelis, Lester, and Happ. But I think without Flaherty, you know, I think that might be good enough to get into the playoffs. Without Flaherty, it's going to be hard to make a lot of noise in the playoffs, I would say.
What's the injury concern, you know, for going into, next season with this group of players? Because you're not sure if you're bringing back KK, who's a free agent. Michaelis has missed nearly 2 years of time. Jack Flaherty's had an injured season, and you don't know with Adam Wainwright. I mean, with all of these injuries kind of surrounding the pitching staff, should there be more concern about this Cardinals team next season?
It's always a weird team, man, because I think there's a lot of promise in that outfield. I think Bader's finally getting together. Tyler O'Neill looks like he's kind of having the season that we thought he could. And I think Carlson has another level. So there are players that have promise that could be better next year, right? I mean, that's all they want with Arenado and Goldschmidt as the cornerstones, and then three players that could be a lot better. I could see the offense being better. The pitching program, though, I think is lacking. You look across the division at the Brewers, and they traded away J.P. FireEyes and then Drew Rasmussen to get Willy Adames. And it didn't matter. They got Jake Cousins, just came out of nowhere, and now he's like this huge stuff reliever that's really important for them. So I feel like they turned out Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff. I'm looking for that on the Cardinals side, and I think the pitching development program has been left behind a little bit.
And you mentioned looking for that in the Cardinals rotation. One guy that we've talked about all year for the Cardinals as possibly a starter next year is Alex Reyes. And he was electric for the Cardinals to begin the season, had 24 straight saves, was an all-star. And then he blew three of his last five, and now the Cardinals have taken him out of the closer's role, and he's had issues with walks all year long. Do you view him as a starter next season, and how difficult do you think it is for a guy that's going to get about 80 innings this year to be built up next season to be at around like 150 to be like a number four starter?
I go back to the stuff in command numbers, and what I see is in the slider and the four seam, he has absolutely two above average stuff pitches. He can command the slider well enough that you could see some, you know, stealing some strikes with the slider and staying in counts with the slider. He can't command the sinker, the curveball, the changeup. And in fact, the sinker doesn't rate that well by stuff numbers. So I'm really surprised by how much he throws it. I wonder if it's a bit of a leftover from days gone by in St. Louis where, you know, the sinker used to be a godlike pitch. It was like that was the Cardinals pitch. If I were him, I would kind of simplify a little bit, focus on the four seam and slider, and then use the curveball and changeup pretty much only when I had the count in my favor, because he can't command those pitches, and that's really the overall problem. I think he has reliever level command. So if I was coaching him, I'd probably just focus on the four seam and slider. And tried to make a closer out of him.
Do you think that command is more of him? Is it just kind of him in general? He struggles with command, or do you think it's more of as a reliever going more max effort? And maybe if he converts to a starter, he doesn't go all out, and maybe he gets some of that command back.
It's possible that that could work, but I mean, I look up and down his minor league career, and I don't really see much evidence of that. in terms of walk rate. So, and also the modern game just pretty much asks everyone to max out all the time. He does have enough velo that maybe he could sit 94 instead and have better command of the sinker. I'd be interested in trying that out. But I also think that between all the springs that he's had and all the back and forth that he's had with the Cardinals, I wouldn't be surprised if they've tried that with him, you know.
We got a couple more minutes with Eno Saris of The Athletic, covers Major League Baseball. He is with us here on BK and Ferrario. So with Alex Reyes' conversation and, of course, talking about him possibly being in the starter's role next year, you look at the closer situation for the Cardinals, and it's unsure with Jordan Hicks of where he's going to be next season because he's been injured this season as well. When you look at the player that is Giovanni Gallegos, you know, do you see a potential long-term closer for the Cardinals in his role?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I don't see there being as much of a need at closer. I'm not as nervous about them long-term. Genesis Cabrera's pretty good. He could take a step forward. And then Jordan Hicks is still there. Cody Whitley is an interesting reliever in the minor leagues. You know, there's some that has had great minor league numbers and a little bit of struggles with the major leagues. He could put it together. Relievers are something that I think you find. And in fact, if I was going to, find a way forward for this offseason for the Cardinals, I would focus on doing a little bit like what they did at the trade deadline and finding veteran pitchers on short-term deals. So maybe not exactly Happ and Lester again, but somebody like them. You know, look at the success that the Braves have had with Charlie Morton. Rich Hill is nearing the end of his career, but he's given his teams a lot of value this year. There are usually older veteran starting pitchers that have proven themselves that might be looking for a bounce back contract that would love to pitch in St. Louis. So I think that, you know, if you have one or two spots given to them, Jack comes back. They could have a different year next year.
So if they do that, you know, and they go out and they spend kind of in the bargain bin for the pitcher's side and they can add some depth on top of the players that they have in position, do you feel like that the Cardinals should be and could be a player for one of the big name shortstops?
That would cost a lot more. and in terms of payroll, we're talking about a team that finished this year right around $170 million, right around the same place they were last year. In terms of money coming off, I guess they have Matt Carpenter's $18.5 million, unless that's vested already. I doubt it has. Then you've got Carlos Martinez's $17 million. I guess that makes them a player, right? I mean, you're going to have, 30, $40 million to spend maybe. that could make them a player. I like Paul DeJong, though. I think he's fine. I think there might be a better fit for them. Maybe you actually spend and try to get a young pitcher, a youngish pitcher.
And you mentioned you're big on Paul DeJong. Do you think that the Cardinals, if they can't find, maybe it's a trade partner, or maybe they're big on Paul DeJong, do you think they should look at possibly maybe bringing in someone that provides a little bit of competition for Paul DeJong? Or do you think it's just you walk into next year, even with his struggles, and you could say Paul DeJong's our starting shortstop in 2022?
I think I'm good with him. I mean, Kevin Gausman's going to hit the free agency market. He might be a really interesting guy to look at. So somebody of that nature, that would make a lot more sense in terms of needs. That's the reason I'm saying this is because Paul DeJong can be fine at shortstop if all those outfielders, or if two of those outfielders, take a step forward. So there's enough there where you can say, all right, we've got league average types at every position, and then we have our two studs, and then we have an outfield full of guys that could be better than they were last year. That's good enough for me on the offensive side, actually. I know it's a little bit hard to see because sometimes the Cardinals have struggles, but you have to remember their park is a little bit like San Francisco's. Those are the two most pitching-friendly parks in the big leagues. Everybody calling for Jeff Albert's job, I'm not sure that they all realize how tough it is to hit in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Final one from me. We've talked a lot about, obviously, the offseason and the Cardinals' pursuit, but I am curious just your thoughts on this wild card race, because it seems like nobody in the National League really wants that final wild card spot, which has given the Cardinals the opportunity in front of them to make a real run for it. Do you feel like they can legitimately pull this off and get that final playoff spot?
It's going to be tough because there's a crowd. And it's not just the sort of four games that they have to get to catch the Reds, or the three games that they need. It's just that they have to keep winning while everybody else is trying to take a bite at the apple. The Padres will be taking a bite at the apple. The Phillies, the Mets could get it together. So it's going to be a race down to the bottom, down to the last day of the season probably. And that's why I like the wild card ultimately. You've got, I think, two really compelling races for the second wild card in both leagues with really good teams. I think the Cardinals are a good team. I think the Reds are a good team. I think the Padres are a good team. So, some good teams won't make it, so there's still a penalty for not being great in the regular season. And yet we're going to go right down to the end. I don't know that I'd make the Cardinals a favorite in that group, but I really think it's so tightly bunched that they have a chance.
He's Eno Saris. Phenomenal work covering baseball on The Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter. You should give him a follow on Twitter at Eno Saris, Enosarris. Eno, it's always great to chat with you, buddy. I will send my best from you for BK, and hopefully he survives his bachelor party. And we look forward to talking again soon.
All right, thank you.
Peloton's best offer of the season is here. Get up to $300 off accessories when you purchase a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Choose from a variety of accessories, like our cycling shoes, a heart rate monitor, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. If you've been looking for a sign to join Peloton, this offer gives you everything you need to get going. This limited-time offer ends November 28th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer starts November 14th and ends November 28th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
The Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is here. Get a bacon or sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, plus a small seasoned potatoes. That's a better breakfast for just $3 in three easy steps. One, wake up. Two, get out of bed. And three, head to Wendy's for your $3 breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour. Select a request $3 breakfast deal in order to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combos orders. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.